Hello, Tribe. This is your weekend motivator. And yes, I am fresh off a workout, and it is an inspired workout where I wanted to do it just like this, like all of the stinky. And trust me, if this was smell-o-vision, you'd die. But I wanted to talk about something that just, when I'm exercising very often, I do a lot of thinking. I will listen to music, or sometimes I listen to podcasts and stuff, but a lot of times I just listen to music and I allow it to, like, that just lets my brain go. And so I was exercising and running. Today was a run that I needed to do. As you know, I'm training for that 5K where I want to be under 30 minutes. And so, it was one of those workouts where I literally had to make myself do it. I was really tired, didn't feel like it, asked around, like I could just catch myself doing all the things. And I finally was like, you know, it's on the schedule. You wanted to do it. You really want to do that 5K. And I went out there and I did it despite wanting to. And so when I was doing it, I was thinking about like what made me so successful back when I was losing weight. I do this a lot. I think it's important for all of you, for me to think back on those times and really get into my own head about what was going on for me, like what worked, what didn't work, and all that kind of stuff. And one of the things that I remembered when I was running was that because I was exercising, I never was exercising from a place of like, I'm going to do this to lose weight, or, and I wouldn't say I was never, but let's put it this way. My main motivation was because I wanted to. I wanted to be somebody that was an exerciser, and it meant a lot to me. And so often I was doing like workouts that I never dreamed I could do, doing things that just proved myself wrong, all the things. And I was thinking about how important that is for all of us, because one of the reasons why we don't lose weight is because a lot of us are locked into the idea that we can't do it. We can't do it because we've failed so many times. We can't do it because of all these reasons. And I was sitting there thinking about how when you're in a different situation, like exercise, or just, maybe it's mothering, maybe it's your job or something. A lot of you will tell me like, I'm so successful in other areas but this. Look at how often you did things in the successful areas where you didn't think you could, but you did. And how that it's the pattern of proving yourself wrong. It's the pattern of knowing that sometimes my brain thinks I can't do things, but it's just accessing the wrong information. It's accessing the past. What it's not doing is it's not accessing the future version of me who will do it. And when you start thinking about like, oh, there are times that I must be accessing the future self. I must be thinking about what I want in the future more than what I want now. I must be thinking about how I can do it in those situations. I must be pushing myself at times when everything in me tells me, go home, take a nap, maybe we're not cut out for this promotion, you know, whatever it may be. I think it's really important because I think one of the most confusing concepts that I try to teach you guys is thinking about, like, a lot of you get really hung up in what's happening right now. And like, well, if I'm overeating right now, that's just like all of my past, rather than thinking my overeating right now is here to teach me about how I'm going to do it different in the future. It's literally just a perception change. I'm just going to tell you, you will want to go to your past. That doesn't mean that that's the right thing to do. It just means where you're going. So just turn it around. It'd be like driving someplace thinking you know where you're going, realizing you're off the path and be like, well, I guess I got to just keep going the wrong way. Or would you turn around and get back on the path? Would you start driving towards where you want to go? You would always do that. We just have to do that with our brain and quit making it a dramatic fucking event just because our brain doesn't naturally go exactly where we think it should. So I want you to think about, like I was thinking when it was coming, when I was running today. So many times when I was working out, when I was losing weight, one of the reasons why I was able to stick to my food plans, make changes to my food, and do all of those things was because I kept astonishing myself with my exercise. I was just blowing my own mind. I was like, oh my God, You just did a body pump class. Like, oh my God, you just went to a spin class and you've never walked into one before. Like, and every time that I would do something different or lift a little heavier, or I still remember the first time I went to a fitness camp. Chris had given me a fitness camp for Christmas and I had to go by myself. Didn't have anybody go with me. I just had to like get my balls, put them in the purse, and head on down to Atlanta by myself. I didn't even travel by myself back then. I had traveled for business before, but I'd never personally traveled by myself. And I was always like, wow, like I'm capable of doing more. And when you start looking, I want you to look at your current life. Where are you already doing something where you're super capable? Some of you are amazing mothers and flat out like get after it. Some of you are killing it in grad school. Some of you are, you know, so successful in your job. There's all kinds of things that where you've got proven success. I want you to think about that and be like, how did I prove myself wrong? What were the doubts and stuff that I were able to overcome? If I can do it there, that just means that I already know how to do it in my weight loss too. So if you have any questions, feel free to post here. I'll have me or the coaches coming in, talking to you about it. But I think it's really important for us to think about, where do we want to go? And how do we prove our doubts wrong now? By just doing something that's uncomfortable, learning from the mistakes. Oh, and I will leave you with this. I'm going to actually probably do a podcast on this, but I read something amazing the other day. It was not in a book. It was in a small group that I belong to of coaches. And she said that she often gets hung up in thinking she's fucked up. And her coach said, what if we don't call it fucked up ever again? And we just start saying, how did I fail up today? And I challenge all of us to do that. How are we failing up right now? That's really what's happening. You get to decide, is it a fuck up and you're going to go to your past and you're going to like waller in your diaper and think that you can't do it? Or are you going to be like, yep, there's another fail up. What am I learning? Where am I going with this in the future? And moving on, chickie. All right, y'all have a good one. Bye.